Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more. More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, Minisode Pop Culture, iHeartRadio 111 Productions. We're here with Amy Sugarman. Yes, she's here, ladies and gentlemen. You know her, you love her, you ask for her, you got her.
No, they don't.
The inevitable. Stop it. Stop it. I want everybody to sit down and just calm down, okay? Amy Sugarman's in the house.
And you know what? Calm down and eat some bread.
Huh? You're going to eat some bread? Yeah, sit down and eat some bread. Gosh darn it. Riley Palousis, hello. How are you?
Hello.
Thank goodness she's still here after the Pop Rocks and Coke.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I cleaned my room this weekend and I had sticky soda Pop Rocks spit just everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
to clean it off. Lord. But it was
I did tell people about that because your mouth crackled for like a long time.
It did.
I felt quite odd afterwards. Like I had things, you know?
Yeah.
But
That was extreme.
For your enjoyment.
You know,
I don't want to hurt Pop Rock sales at all.
No.
But like, I don't think you're supposed to dump the whole thing in.
Probably not a good idea.
I didn't even think about it. I was just like, this is my job. I'll do it.
And by the way, here's another disclaimer. God. Nobody instructed Riley to do the whole bag. It was just supposed to be a couple of sprinkles. And you should have seen it. We were agog. We were mouths agape. We were shocked into inactivity when she poured the whole thing in it. We were just like,
I watched the video back and it was pure. I watched it about 10 times because each frame, like you, Scott, Amy and Danielle all had different reaction, different time. It was chaos, just chaos watching, and watching every time was different. It was so good.
I mean, I thought she might, like, you know, when you eat Nerds, you guys ever eat Nerds and you like dump them in your hand and you might like take a few, but you just like, oh,
I mean, you just trained them all, man.
Anyway, what do you got for us today?
Well, we are back in the saddle again with pop culture.
Darn right we are.
We are. And so first off, we're going to talk about the episode title because back in the saddle again. So, which Amy loves to sing.
Back in the saddle again.
There
it always reminds me of them.
In the saddle again.
Sleepless in Seattle. They use that song.
Oh, do they really? Mm-hmm. Mm.
So Gene Autry is described as many as the singing cowboy beginning in 1930s. It became evident with his song Back in the Saddle Again. He's a member
back of in the saddle again. I'm sorry. They don't like when we interrupt you. So,
you know, right. But I'm always down for a musical interruption.
Back yelling in interruption the saddle.
Now, back in the saddle.
He
was a member of both the Country Music and Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, and is only celebrity to have 5 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It's a lot.
Why does he have 5? Oh, for the different. Sorry, mm-hmm. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, don't be sorry.
Here's the thing. To everybody sitting at home in front of your teletype machines, listening to this, she says such stunningly great research things that we get shocked into it and we have many questions right away. We can't contain ourselves because the information she's imparting is so impactful to our lives.
Yep.
But what's a teletype?
Is it too much to ask you? In addition, could you go on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week and find all of Gene Autry's 5 stars?
I would love to.
Okay, so now you have to do that. And you've already made the omelet, which we appreciate. So,
Why does she have to schlep
all the way out there? And
I don't know. Let's see if she can find all 5. Let's give her some sort of a prize. We'll give her some Pop Rocks and Coke if she gets it.
Isn't she busy?
She's not that busy.
Really? Do you even live in Hollywood?
She lives in Long Beach. But
oh, good God. What are you doing to the poor girl?
I don't have a life. It's fine. Just kidding. Anyway,
maybe Danielle will do it. She had to take today off, so maybe Danielle will do it.
Anyways, back
I know
in the
I'm
saddle
not
is
doing it.
We didn't even ask you.
Well, yeah, because you're smart. Because you know I'm going to say no.
Scott says it's a big fat no.
I mean, I might
stop off at Hollywood and Highland.
I might try to find 3, but I'm not going to try to find all 5. I'll do that. That I will do. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Finally, Back in the Saddle is also a song by the band Aerosmith.
Back in saddle again.
Back in the saddle again.
That's good, Steven Tyler.
Nobody can sing that high. Nobody. There's not. He's a creature from another planet with that.
I already told the story about Steven Tyler in Tahoe. I won't repeat it. Yeah, remember when I went to Tahoe with Steven Tyler?
Yeah, you did. You told it.
I won't do it again.
No, you don't.
It's a great old story.
It's a great story.
The kid on the bike was like almost crashed the bike.
I have a Steven Tyler story. I'm not going to tell it.
Save it for the next pop culture reference with Steven Tyler.
Actually, in the saddle. That's what he does.
It's a great imitation.
I have been known to scream on my recordings.
I'm nervous that we only have 18 minutes to do this. And Riley's one in. Keep going.
16
Riley.
Is back. Next up, we have a fan favorite of our last episode. Lorelai says, you've got to read this Motley Crue book. I swear you get to the point where Ozzy Osbourne snorts a row of ants and you think it cannot get any grosser. And then you turn the page and, oh, hello. Yes, it is. It's excellent.
I ordered it. I'm waiting for Amazon to deliver. They actually said 10 p.m. tonight. I'll have it.
Ooh.
What?
So I'll text
the
you guys.
Motley Crue book?
Yeah, that exact one. I wanted the cover. I ordered the hardback because I thought, that'll look good on a coffee table.
Mm-hmm. Motley Crue was an American heavy metal band formed in Los Angeles in 1981. Drummer Tommy Lee wrote a book about the band's member crazy stories called The Dirt. It was released in 2001. Hollywood loved the book so much, they decided to make it into a movie nearly 18 years later. MGK, or Machine Gun Kelly, who is engaged to Megan Fox, played the role of Tommy Lee in this movie. Do we think MGK and Tommy Lee are equally as crazy?
Who's MGK?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly engaged to Megan Fox.
Yeah, didn't he drink her Megan Fox blood when they got engaged?
Yeah, but that's been done. That's, you know, Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton did that.
Exactly. They were
giving a break. Do something else. Drink each other's, what other bodily fluids could they drink to be original?
Oh, God.
Right.
I think rock stars are all kind of crazy, but I also think like they probably sit home like we do and eat chocolate and watch, you know, Gilmore Girls. Like, yeah. I really think they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And Sebastian Bach, he was on Gilmore Girls. Like,
yeah, but he doesn't sit around and eat chocolate and watch Gilmore
Girls.
Well,
when his episodes start, we're going to have him on and we will ask.
Mm-hmm. And most recently, there's a new Hulu series called Pam and Tommy.
I've got to watch it. Have you watched it yet?
You know what MGK is doing? He's probably doing his nails. He's probably taking them off so that he can have a normal life and then putting them back on because he has so many public appearances with her, right? They're always together, like tongues in each other's throats with the long. Doesn't he wear the long nails? They're like a foot long, right? Machine Gun Kelly, right?
A lot of that. Yeah, yeah, you got it right. I'm not like following a lot of their.
But every time I see an image of these two guys, you know, he's dressed up like, you know, David Bowie on acid and with these long fingernails, right?
I don't want to get like political about it, but I'm kind of more Brian Austin Green than Sharna. I like to follow what they're
doing.
How is
that political? That's not political.
I'm like more team Brian Austin Green.
No, but I mean, it can't be, you know, he can't hang out in his downtime wearing foot-long fingernails that are painted. He's got to take them off, right?
I don't know. I mean.
So that's like a whole process to get them on, glue them on, take them off.
We may need to get back to you on this because we only have like 13 minutes.
You know what? Get back to me on this.
I would legit poke myself in the eye with nails like that.
How's he gonna wipe his ass, right? And what's he going to do? You can't go to the bathroom. Megan, come on in. Can you help me out here, love?
He can barbecue, though. Just sits and rotates.
Anyway, can barbecue.
Oh, my God.
We're barbecuing rats. We're having 10 rats for dinner tonight. And
okay, speaking of vermins, next up, Ozzy Osbourne, which is also part of this reference. Ozzy Osbourne is an English singer, songwriter, and actor. He rose to fame during the 1970s as the lead vocalist of the heavy metal band. Sharon.
What?
Metal band Black Sabbath.
Ozzy, always on the TV show, the Osbournes, was always like, Sharon!
That was my favorite ever reality show ever. Because not only did I love that wacky family.
Yeah.
I love that house they were in.
Yep. Yep.
What a great house.
He has actually never watched one of his own episodes of their reality show.
They're quite nice, lovely people.
That was the best show. I know. I was going to do.
They're really nice people.
I was going to do Sharon's show when I was back in 2016, but I couldn't do it. I really wanted to meet her. What is she? Sharon?
Ozzy always yells. Sharon!
They were so great to watch. It was the best.
Jack Osbourne is truly one of the sweetest. So is Kelly. They're so nice.
Right.
Anyway, keep going.
While most people know about the time Ozzy urinated on the Alamo Memorial, few may know that he had a wax statue commemorating this historic moment. Two artists commissioned the statue in 2001. It even has a motion sensor that makes the statue start peeing when you.
I didn't even know. I thought you were going to bring up the bat. I didn't even.
Well,
know.
Next.
Does he really? Wow.
In 1982, the Rocker, he bit the head off a real bat. That may or may not have been alive while on stage.
But that's what made him super famous.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
that. No, that one act. Okay, that look. He was a legit rock star. I mean, he may have been before that, but man, that got so much press. I remember when he did that. That got so much press. Man.
Yucky.
Yeah, but it's rock and roll. It's people that do like. Wah! You know, it's people that do that. They're not.
I'm back in the saddle.
It's more animal than human. A great rock show is more animal, right?
You are what you eat.
Animal. I guess he's bats. He's bats.
Next, we have talking about starting dinner without Richard. Richard says, yuck, indeed. Well, go on, start. Laura says, ooh. No sense in waiting for me. Coolness, stop. Lorelai says, Gomer said. Gomer Pyle is a character from the Andy Griffith show.
What does he say?
That was pretty close. You had a little too much peewee in you there.
Right,
but
no, too much peewee.
It was close.
But what does he say? He doesn't say hello, hello, hello.
What Gomer always says?
Yeah, what does Gomer always say?
It's a little before my time. Like, oh, I'm aware of him, but it's a hint before my time. You got a lot of Pee-wee in there. I don't want to be critical.
Listen.
Surprise, surprise.
There it is. You got it. Surprise. Is that too much Pee-wee?
No, you're getting better.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to work on it. I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Well, those who don't know, Gomer Pyle is a character from the Andy Griffith Show, played by Jim Nabors, and was an auto mechanic, which is why, you know, reference it, because Richard came in with all the grease on him. Eventually, he got his spinoff show, Gomer Pyle, USMC, which ran from 1964 to 1969. Gomer Pyle has become a USMC slang for a recruit who continuously messes up or needs extra training. And in 1966, Gomer Pyle, USMC, was peaking in popularity. While not filming, Neighbors was moonlighting as a nightclub singer in Las Vegas, ranking in $40,000 a week in 1986.
Wow. So here's the thing that's crazy that I never knew until this very moment. One of the stars of, because I started to look up while y'all were talking, the cast of the Gomer Pyle show. One of the stars, Alan Melvin, is Sam the Butcher from the Brady Bunch. That just blew my mind.
That's a mind-blowing
totally
thing. I have a fun fact about Jim Nabors.
You do?
I do.
Give it.
He has one of the largest and most profitable ginger farms on the island of Maui.
Really?
Yes.
I don't like ginger. And, but okay.
Oh, ginger's fantastic. Oh, you have to have the ginger with the sushi. What's wrong?
No, I don't like that. I know it's wonderful, but no.
But anyway.
And I don't like that green stuff.
So I was in Maui, I don't know, 25 years ago, whatever it was, 27 years ago, for the first time doing a commercial over there. We were over there for a month with Japanese clients and we're on sailboats and we're sailing around. Then we had to go to Hana. So on the road to Hana, that's when the driver was like, well, to your left, and you can smell it. It's wafting. It's hitting you, this ginger smell. So that's Jim Nabors.
Wow. Yeah, he has or had a giant mansion.
Giant plantation, giant ginger farm. And we were all kind of really, really surprised by it. And the driver turned around and looked at us and he goes, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Okay.
We left all
that
the way
time
to
you
home.
Actually nailed it. You had minimal Pee-wee. Really good. Really, really good.
Anyway, go ahead, Riley.
It was a wee bit of Pee-wee.
Barely, though. I'll get it. I'm going to work on it.
So Lane has taken an aptitude test and says that she has a thing for sales, pretending to sell a Whip-O-Matic. Lane says, because as Devo says, if a problem comes along, you must whip it as you whip it with a Whip-O-Matic.
That was a very funny scene that did not talk about in the recap. So I'm glad you brought it up.
It was funny. Yeah.
So funny.
So Devo's song Whip It was released in 1980 from their third album, Freedom of Choice. But there's also the Whip-O-Matic, which was a 1970s crank hand blender claimed to whip faster than any electric blender for the special infomercial price of only $7.98. What a steal. Gee. Wow, that's just like the omelet.
Mm. Yeah, you could whip up a lot of omelets with that.
Omelet's $4.75.
Yeah,
that's true.
Better deal.
Me and numbers don't mix, as we all know. Devo would wear a hat that they called an energy dome as a helmet as part of the members' stage outfits. The dome was first worn during the band's Freedom of Choice campaign in 1980. In the band's 40-year history, Whip It remains their only song to chart within the top 40. As a result, some people would say it's like a one-hit wonder.
No.
Yes.
Devo?
Many of their other songs were covered in the 90s by groups that discovered them. Nirvana, the Foo Fighters, and Soundgarden have all covered Devo songs. Mark Mothersbaugh writes music for TV shows and commercials. He has worked on Pee-wee's Playhouse, which we've talked about so much, and Rugrats.
No?
It's all so much Pee-wee now.
And Devo fans are called Spuds.
Oh, Spuds.
Spuds. And the band's Mark once explained, adding the potatoes represent the dirty, hard workers of the earth.
Wow, that's intense. The dirty, hard workers of the earth. That's quite a statement.
Michelle says, you just okayed the vaccination for all those filthy ducks in the South Pond. Lorelai says, oh, aren't I nice? Michelle says, yes, a regular Dr. Doolittle. Dr. Dolittle is a children's book written in 1920 by Hugh Lofting. There have been seven movies beginning in 1967 and the latest in 2020 starring the iconic and very handsome Robert Downey Jr.
Very
as
handsome,
Dr. Dolittle.
Very handsome.
Very mm-hmm. handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dolittle flips his hat in the same way that Robert Downey Jr. does in Sherlock Holmes in 2009. Hmm. Eddie Murphy, who starred in Dr. Dolittle in 1998 and 2001 films, was actually terrified of live animals.
You've mentioned that before.
Yes. Yeah. And several scenes required a large number of animals to be present on set together. There's 45 trainers for all of them. Howard Stern was offered the chance to voice a hamster, but turned it down. Mm. And Eddie Murphy has 10 kids. Yes.
Only 10.
Hmm. Only 10. Hmm. Talking to Rory about Dean being overbearing, Lorelai says, honey, you got to ease up on that love potion you've been giving him, or he's going to start showing up at David Letterman's house soon.
That's a good line.
David Letterman hosted the Late Show with David Letterman for 33 years, first at NBC and then at CBS. Lorelai is referring to Margaret Mary Ray, a woman suffering from schizophrenia, began stalking David. Over the following months, Ray broke into Letterman's private tennis court and even stole his Porsche with a three-year-old son in tow.
Wow.
What?
She was with her own kid, right? Her own three-year-old, not his.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all this. I'm not going to lie. I forgot all this.
Yeah. Also, the pencils he used at his talk show desk had erasers at both ends, so no one was injured when he'd throw them.
Oh.
He never wore the same tie twice. And Foo Fighters is his favorite band, appeared on the Final Eight show on his last
I'm
going to
give
episode.
You props on that pencil tidbit. I didn't
Wait
know
a minute.
That.
He liked Foo Fighters better than he liked Oasis?
He loved Foo Fighters.
You guys want to know something crazy
wow.
about the Foo Fighters that literally is like just happened? Is that Dave Grohl cannot hear. He's what? Been reading lips for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
He said wow. he cannot hear.
Yeah. That's wow. loud. They play loud. I mean, he was with Nirvana too, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, your ears, goodbye, bye.
Mm.
Yeah, that's sad.
Speaking of rock stars, I had a friend in high school, not a friend, acquaintance, who was dating a lead singer of Chili Peppers.
Oh.
Anthony Kiedis?
Ooh. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Bring it along, bring it along, bring it along.
It was spicy, juicy info on the quad.
Yeah, we're going to need to talk more about that after.
You talk amongst your smells. I'll have a little lunch.
Letterman did a screen test for the classic 1980 comedy Airplane. I love Airplane.
Particularly
the role of Ted Stryker. So did Bill Murray and Chevy Chase, though none of them got it. The role went to Robert Hayes.
This man needs to be taken to the hospital. What's that? A big tall building with patients, but that's not important right now.
You like Gladiator
Surely
movies,
you can't be
Johnny?
Serious.
Oh, you stepped on my line.
Sorry, go ahead. Go.
I mean, we interrupt you all the time, and then I get interrupted, and I...
He's quite serious, and quit calling her Shirley.
Like Gladiator movies, Johnny?
Never has a second cup of coffee at home. Michelle is mad at Lorelai for talking to his mom. Michelle says, yes, because I tell her nothing. We keep all subjects light and fluffy. We talk about clothes and food and Posh Spice and David Beckham, and that is all. Nothing of value, nothing of substance.
I knew he said David Beckham.
Yeah, he did.
David Beckham is the most recognizable and successful soccer superstar in the world, and Victoria Beckham, also known as Posh Spice, was the members of the iconic Spice Girls. She has said at the moment that she laid eyes on David, it was love at first sight, but she was also a little bit drunk.
As did every female in the world. I mean, anyway, sorry. Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry.
No.
Go ahead. Drunk. She was drunk. She was a little bit drunk.
Yeah. She was a little drunk and the meeting was a little bit hazy. Victoria and David Beckham were married in 1999 and are still married with four kids today. Like most of us during COVID, we picked up a new hobby. In 2020, David began tending a bee farm that he built. And currently, their oldest son, Brooklyn Beckham, at 21 years old, is engaged to Bates Motel star Nicole Peltz at 25 years old.
Mm. I fell in love with him when I first saw laid eyes on him, for God's sake.
You did? Did you see him in person?
No. I did. I did see him. I saw him in person a couple times.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a foxy dude. There's no question. Beckham. There's no question. What do you think, Amy? Did you check out? Did you have a bad experience with David Beckham and you shut down? It's shutting down?
Oh, no. Pardon me. I was just looking up quotes from the movie Airplane. But I
you like Gladiator movies, Johnny?
I love David Beckham.
Right.
He is also beyond nice.
Yep.
He is ridiculously handsome. Yep. There is nothing you could say about him that is anything less than five stars.
Very humble guy, very soft-spoken,
yep.
Very generous guy, yeah.
Yep, all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, his teammates loved him.
Yep, yeah. He's five stars.
It's amazing that Man U got rid of him. You know, after 10 years, they traded him.
And I apologize that I couldn't find any more good airplane quotes.
He was butting heads with his manager.
No, but the guitar scene down the row of seats in airplane was great. Dong, dong, dong.
Nice callback.
Thank you.
Good job.
Paris sees other business ideas. Paris says, did you see the brilliant hose hook idea over the five table five? A hook on your belt, the garden hose. There's a Buster Keaton routine waiting to happen. Joseph Frank Buster Keaton was an actor and comedian. He's best known for his silent films, in which his trademark was physical comedy with a consistently stoic, deadpan expression.
He's not the silly walk?
That's John. That's Monty Python's Flying Circus. Yeah. You're only about, 40, 50 years off on that one.
It's okay. It's old timey.
Good score.
He was nicknamed the Great Stone Face. Buster Keaton has been in about 147 films, and he was great friends with Charlie Chaplin. Harry Houdini gave him his nickname Buster after he fell down a flight of stairs at a young age. And believe it or not, Keaton appeared to be the first person in known history to use Buster as his first name.
No way.
Yeah.
What about Buster Brown? What about Buster Brown?
Great point. Did that come later?
Yeah. No, that was, I guess it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never laid eyes on Buster Keaton until this very moment as I've Googled his photo.
He's wow. A real blue steel.
And
he does look like he's doing blue steel.
And, yeah. he's in the same league with David Beckham?
No.
Nope.
No.
Sorry,
point,
Buster.
Not at all.
Sorry,
at
fella.
One point, Keaton's alcoholism became such an issue that he was institutionalized, straitjacket and all.
Jesus.
However, this could not contain Keaton because he'd been taught how to escape out of the straitjacket by family friend magician Harry Houdini.
No. I'd have to say, if you had to make me pick between Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin without the mustache is kind of a babe.
No way.
Yeah, look. That's a babe. Hello?
Old-time photos.
Yeah.
Can he kick a soccer ball? Has he ever scored?
David Beckham still.
Has he ever scored a goal?
He crushes all these guys.
Competition? Huh? Has he?
But right, like Charlie Chaplin was sort of a cute dude minus the mustache.
That's Charlie Chaplin right there?
Yeah. Yeah.
He has that TikToker hair right now.
He looks like that lead singer for Green Day. He looks like he looks like Green Day.
If you're sitting at home on your phone,
Billy Joe,
Google
something.
Charlie Chaplin, no mustache, and mm-hmm. You might just find yourselves a hottie.
Yeah, you might just get your jollies going. There you go.
Finally, in 1997 interview with the Keaton Chronicle, Mel Brooks talked about how Keaton influenced his movies, especially 1976 Silent Movie, which we talked about in pop culture a couple weeks ago with Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
And that's it for your pop culture.
Oh, there you go. That was a rollicking affair.
Huh? Wow.
I wasn't expecting that. That was some interesting information. It really was. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess we're going to wrap this puppy up. And Riley, another fantastic job. This is becoming an institution, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like,
thank you.
My God, the Smithsonian's going to call and ask for these microphones at any moment. Anything?
Hopefully I'm not institutionalized.
No. After this.
They might find Pop Rocks and Riley's.
They'll put you in the Buster Keaton room, maybe.
Yes.
What do you think?
Doing the silly walk.
No, we're not doing that.
You guys rock. Bye.
Guys, bye. It's always great. Enjoyed it. Thank you for downloading, everybody. Stay safe.
Five stars.
We'll see you.
Give us five stars.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can.
Generously, because we know you have so many stars. Could you spare five? The millions of stars you each possess, because you are stars and you have many stars.
There's no limit on stars on the reviews. So you can give five.
If we're giving you giggles, just if let's say we you give us if we gave you five giggles, you know, how about a star per giggle?
Wait, Amy later. Says there's no limit, but there's five stars. Isn't the five stars the limit?
Correct, but you could five star something every day if you wanted to, and you can also give 1,000 podcasts five stars. So it's not like if you give us five stars, you can't give another show five stars. You can.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay,
all the stars.
All right, guys. Up.
Speaking of stars, don't forget where you're going this weekend.
Where? Who?
Riley's heading to the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, you're going to go. You're going to spend your weekend in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to make myself an omelet to give myself some protein to walk the stars.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. See next week.
All right, see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
All the best. Stay safe. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, S-C-O-T-T-Y-P.com, ScottyP.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.